So he said, let me see, and I finish reading this. Verse 6, in the same way you received Jesus, our Lord, the Messiah, by faith. Continue your journey of faith. Progressing, how? Further into your union with him. Your spiritual roots go what? Deeply in his life. As you do what? As you are continually infused with strength and encouraged in every way. For you are what? Established in the faith. And you have absorbed the enriched by your what? Devotion to him. Beware that no one distracts you or intimidates you. And so you got to be aware that when you start devoting, have the strong devotion with the Lord and commitment to him and doing things, here come the distractor. You got to recognize it. Whatever way you come, you got to be able to recognize. Beware that no one distracts you or intimidates you in their attempt to lead you away from Christ's fullness. By pretending to be full of wisdom when they are filled with what? Endless arguments and human logic. Where they operate, with humanistic and cloudy judgment based on the mindset of this world system, and not the anointed truths of the anointed one. And you got a lot of that out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 9. For he is the complete what? He is the complete fullness of deity living in human form. He is the complete fullness of deity. What are you saying? God has moved on the inside of a human being. You got God in you. So I got God in me. What do you mean? I got his life, his nature, and his ability. The life that's in you now, I'm talking now, the life that's in you now is God's life. He gave it. You didn't get it from the devil. You didn't get it from yourself. So now God is living in a human being. Living in human form. Huh? Verse 10 says, and our completeness is now found in him. We are completely what? Filled with God as Christ's fullness overflows within us. He is the head. Listen to this now. See, this is why we're not moved by these things. He is what? He is the head of every kingdom and authority in the universe. He is the head of what? Every kingdom and authority in the universe. Let's back up to Colossians. I told you, Paul wrote a lot about this, and I think I have another minute to back up to Colossians chapter 1. And let me read this. Listen to this. I'm reading this from King James. Colossians 1:15. It says, if you can put that up, it'd be fine. If you can't, y'all just follow along with me. who is the image of the invisible God. Now listen to this now. He is what? The image. He is the image who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. In other words, he is the first man that ever was born again from the dead. First man ever raised from the dead spiritually, just to make it real simple. He's the firstborn from the dead. Before Jesus was raised from the dead, nobody spiritually ever got up. He's the firstborn. All right, now watch this. For by him were all things what? That are in heaven and that are in earth. Visible or invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, power, all things were created how? By him and now you see how the devil have tried to take what's God and use it against you. God created you to succeed. Now he's trying to fill your life with failure, misery, lack, confusion. You are not created for that. You are created to serve, worship God. And you come to church, you feel bound and oppressed or out of place. If you happen to raise your hand, you're not free to do it. You need to break that. Christ in you. You're not going to bind me like that. You need to be free to raise your hand in the privacy of your home. God bless you. Driving down the road, you need to have the freedom. I'll just lift my hand. That's your hand. I'm going to say it. That's your hand. Now, what in the world? Somebody else over here having more influence of you and what you do than God. And he gave you the hand. They didn't. Isn't that something? That money God blessed you with, he told you to give it away. Why are you listening to something else? Whoo, I wish I had time to preach now. I'm going to read down to 18 and stop. Where did I stop it? Okay. Verse 17. And he is before all things. And by him what? All things consist. And he is what? The head of the body, the church. So we know who's the head. Not me, not you. I'm just an under shepherd over this portion of the congregation of people. Jesus is the head of you. I'm under command and direction by the Spirit of God to tell you what he said, not what I want you to know. Come on.